Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review, and today I decided to check out my Hulu suggestions. I really don't look over there too much, and this one kind of caught my attention. It's called No Exit, and it's listed as a mystery thriller drama. And you guys know how I love to figure out twists, and this movie seems like it's one of those type of movies. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with this girl named Darby, who was in rehab, and she finds out her mom is in the hospital, very, very sick. Apparently, this rehab is actually court-mandated, so she just can't pick up and leave when she feels like it. So she does what she has to do. She breaks out, steals a car, and she's on her way to see her mother. Now, unfortunately for her, she runs into this major storm and she has to wait it out in the visitor center. There's this couple that's already there and two other young men. Now, you know, they do their, you know, meet and greet and all that good stuff. And they don't have any service inside, so somebody said that maybe their service is outside. So she goes outside to make a phone call and she's near this van and she hears a noise. She looks inside and there's this little girl gagged and tied up. And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, she realizes someone inside has to be the kidnapper. So she's got to figure out who it is and what to do since there's no service. She can't call and get any kind of help. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 56% on 43 reviews with the audience at 68% on a little over 50 reviews on a Rotten scale. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. First of all, let me get it out of the way. All the basics are good here. There's a bunch of character actors in this that you've seen before. No superstars or anything, but, you know, the acting was fine, you know, coming from those people. Even a little girl wasn't bad. You guys know how I like to roast children on here. And a little girl, she wasn't that bad. But what shines here is the story. This is heavily dependent upon the mystery of who took the girl. And it did an excellent job of playing that out. It was very satisfying. Spoiler free, but you will be right and wrong about who you think it is. And just when you think you know everything, they throw another twist in there to keep you on your toes. This is a perfect example of how to use one location and a few characters and be very effective with it. But there are a few negatives that I do have to point out. I kind of got to address a couple of things here. First of all, Darby is smart, but she's dumb. And what I mean by that is, in some parts, she's very calculated. You know, she knows that if somebody is, you know, in there is, you know, a kidnapper or doing something to this kid. And she handles her investigation in a very unassuming, you know, way. Then later, she knows she can't really trust anybody. She doesn't know who it is. She just immediately trusts this one person and just starts telling them everything. And I was like, well, that's really inconsistent with just how we saw her handling the situation before. One minor adjustment I would have said, I would have had her kind of address everybody with the information that she had, with the exception of this one character. And if they wanted to go that route, that would have made more sense and been more consistent and maintain the logic of the overall situation, but I get it, it's a movie. But in fact, I kind of had an issue with another character that was a Marine. Now, initially he's smart, he can read people and do this and that, but then there's all these other red flags, and he's really super slow to pick up and catch on to what's going on, and to take any kind of action. Again, that's not consistent with the character that they set up and that they were telling us about, that who we were supposed to be. So in parts, the characters are smart when they want us to be, when they wanted them to be, and dumb for the sake of moving the story forward so it could go where they wanted it to go. Now, it's not egregious like a lot of other movies out there where they'll just flat out forget things and say, okay, we're just going to go here even though we have already established this over there. It's not that bad, but it does stand out because the movie is smart and really good in certain parts, and they kind of, you know, put that in there. And the ending, well, it's not a big negative for me. It just wasn't as satisfying as I was hoping it would be. For one, it was another one of those dumb situations where she does something dumb that, you know, I don't understand why she didn't. Anyway, I can't say any more than that. Anyway. But the other reason was there was another, like, 2 or 3 minutes that they kind of just tacked on to the end that was trying to, like, put a nice bow on everything. And it really wasn't necessary. They could have just ended the movie in the snow and just let it be there. And the rest of that ending just felt like filler to me, and it just didn't work. I mean, if they were going to tack on a little bit more, I would have preferred them showing the aftermath of actually what happened in the situation instead of what they gave us. But anyway, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I did. I will put this one right at a 72% on the Rotten Scale. While there are some dumb decisions they made and the ending was a little weak for me, it's a smart mystery for the most part, and a couple of twists and turns there that keep you guessing, and it was executed in a very straightforward way. They didn't try to do too much with the presentation. It was nice and clean and straightforward, and sometimes that's all you need, and especially with this type of story, they didn't need to reinvent the wheel. They gave us the setup, they gave us a story, and then they just proceeded forward, and, you know, was very effective. If you have Hulu, throw this one in your queue, and if you don't, I actually would recommend you Redbox or stream this one. It's, if you like mysteries, you will not be disappointed. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook, the Instagram. Also have a TikTok now, same name. And I do my Monday movie recommendations over there, which I won't be doing here. So you got to go to TikTok to check that out. Sometimes you'll get a full podcast about the movie I suggest. Sometimes you won't. Just depends, but yeah, definitely check it out. I appreciate the support, and yeah, I will see you guys very soon. Peace.